Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm your host, Chris Stanis, and I'm also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We are celebrating our 30th year. Our 30th conference is coming up March 24th through the 27th, and we're so excited and hope that you will join us. We have some amazing workshops for you. Our guest keynote speakers are Rianne Eisler and Cynthia James, and also the musician Jennifer Verizon. So it is going to be great. Our theme this year is celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine, which is what we do at Women of Wisdom. So you can read about it at our website, womenofwisdom.org. And today I have with us Ashley Looker. This is her second year being with Women of Wisdom. It puts on a great workshop. And she is a certified wellness empowerment coach, yoga teacher, happiness expert, and journal junkie. Over the past 7 years, she has taught thousands of ambitious, overachieving women how to slow down and align with their soul purpose so they can step out of overwhelm and busyness and into their joy. She believes that soul-centered living is radical and necessary to overcoming all the messages we've been taught about hustle and what it means to be an empowered woman. She's the author of 3 journals, including her most popular journal, the 108-Day Happy as F asterisk CK Habit Journal, and accompanying journal prompt card deck, and is a host of her own monthly podcast. So her website is uniqueholistichappiness.com. Her workshop at the conference this year is Tapping Into Your Soul's Purpose with Intuitive Journaling. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Yes. Well, I want to talk about something that, you know, when you're describing your workshop, you know, we all kind of take on labels, and some of them, they've just been imposed on women, and they keep us small and they stifle our voice. So share with us about your experience in your life. How did you discover those labels that weren't really you? How did you shed them from yourself?
Oh, that's like you're starting off with such a big question, Chris. You know, honestly, I really started to dig into this probably around 25. I'm 37 now, so it's been several years, but I feel like, you know, it wasn't until my early 20s, maybe late 20s, when I really started to understand that, oh my gosh, like, I'm a people pleaser. I don't speak up. I avoid conflict, all of these things. And I started to understand, like, oh, there's all these things that I've been taught, all these standards that, in general, I believe women are taught about who we should be, what makes us worthy, what makes us valuable. So I feel lucky that I actually started kind of discovering this at, I think, a pretty young age. But one of the things that has really supported me, which I'm so excited to be doing at the workshop for Women of Wisdom, is journaling and being able to kind of sift through, like, where did I pick this message up? Like, who taught me this? Where did I start to take this on? You know, and it's something that happens, you know, it's almost like we're groomed as women, you know, to believe that we have to look a certain way, we have to be a certain way in order to be worthy. And so journaling has just been one of those amazing tools that has helped me get down to the truth, you know, like really get down to the truth of who I am and what makes me worthy. So I'm really excited to dive into that in the workshop even deeper.
Yes. Well, so we all, I mean, what you express, I think we all have experienced, and you're right. You started at a young age. Some of us are, some have been doing it a long time and we're still doing it. It never ends. Isn't that true?
Oh my gosh. It's a lifelong practice. And even, you know, I think about, you know, it is such an unlearning, and that's what we're going to talk about in the workshop too. It is such a consistent unlearning and undoing of the messages that we've been taught about who we are as women. And yeah, it's an ongoing practice. And I think about, you know, who I was even last year and the year before that, and how much I've shifted and changed and learned and undone and relearned, right? Like it's an ongoing practice.
Yeah, well, that leads me to the question of, you know, how does this lead to your soul's discovering your soul's purpose? Because that's one of the aspects of the workshop too.
Yes. So I think, you know, in my experience, we're going to try to do this in a 2.5-3 hour workshop. But in my experience, you know, one of the ways, one of the avenues to connecting deeper with our soul's purpose and why we're here is removing all those messages, you know, like removing them, letting them go, and then creating new ones, creating new rules, creating new guideposts for, you know, for ourselves. And I think that once we can kind of start to remove those messages, and start to really understand and connect with the deeper parts of who we are, the true parts of who we are, that's when we can connect with our soul's purpose. But when we have all those things piled on top and we're just, you know, trying to meet all these standards every single day, it's nearly impossible, you know, to really understand, why am I here? What is my soul's purpose? And that's been my journey too, is just like the consistent letting go of those things. And the other thing that I will definitely be talking about more in the workshop as well is learning how to slow down. Learning how to slow down has also been a huge part. You know, women are so amazing. We can do so much. I often tell my clients, like, we can do it all. You know, like we can, but we don't need to, you know? And I think that when we slow down and we focus on joy and we focus on, you know, listening to our intuition and things like that, we're bound to connect with our soul's purpose, right? So yeah, I think it's two parts, you know, it's the letting go and then recreating what feels right for us.
Mm-hmm. And you're so right. Well, we've been in a 2-year period of COVID that's kind of forced a little bit of that slowing down. I think that's been a good experience, even though it's been kind of uncharted waters that we're going through. And yet there's gifts with it, and taking that time to discern what's important to you. And, you know, that's, you know, key to this is what works for you, what's important. And also, and I want you to talk about, because you've worked with a lot of women, you know, learning how to express our true voice. And sometimes it just takes practice, but what do you see? What holds women back from expressing their true voice, and what gets them to the place of feeling confident to do that?
Oh my gosh, what holds them back? I feel like in my personal experience, like what doesn't hold me back? You know, what hasn't held me back? I think a big one is not wanting to be a burden, you know, not wanting to feel like a burden, wanting to be liked by everyone. That's been a huge thing for me. And it's like crunchy to even admit that, but it's the truth, you know, wanting to be liked by everyone, not wanting to feel like you're causing like any conflict or any discomfort for other people. Again, that kind of people pleasing comes in. So, the self-doubt, perfectionism, I mean, there's a long list that I personally have experienced when it comes to, you know, stifling my voice, not speaking my truth. And you're exactly right, Chris. I think part of it is practice. And kind of piggybacking off of that, it's going to be uncomfortable. It, you know, when you're first starting to practice going, no, that actually, I don't agree with that. Like, I disagree actually. And this is what feels right for me. And hey, you know what? I have something I want to say about that. It's going to feel uncomfortable at first. And even thinking about doing that, you know, kind of makes me a little shaky, you know, and it's about meeting yourself at that resistance, you know, feeling that resistance of, I don't want to speak up right now. This is scary. What if they don't like it? You know, all those things coming up, feeling that resistance and having the courage to say it anyway, you know, practicing that.
So what's your experience of when you have met that resistance and you've just gone, okay, I got to say it. What's then your experience from having done that? Because you face fear there, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. there's a few things that have happened. I have felt completely like sick afterward. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh gosh, like I did it. I said it. What are they going to think now? You know, it's like, oh gosh. So there's that initial kind of like, oh man, that was tough. That was hard. What are they going to think? That kind of doubt. And then immediately after that, it's like, okay, it wasn't so bad. I can do that. I can do that again. Like, I can do that next time. Oh my gosh, I didn't die. You know, the world didn't come to an end. Like, what if I am stronger than I think? You know, what if I can speak up more? Like, kind of proving it to yourself too, that you can feel that resistance. You can do those hard things and, you know, overcome that resistance. So it's, I think it's two parts.
Yes. I also think you probably get validation too, that there's probably people out there that respond positively, and let's hang on to that versus the negative, because we might get the negative response too, but to hang on to the positive feedback, like, oh, I'm so glad you said that. Or I agree with you. You know, maybe one person in the group agrees with you. Everybody does. And no one's been speaking up. I mean, there's, you know, lots of responses, and it does take courage. And I think what I've found with Women of Wisdom is it's like a good practice ground, because we sit in circle, and everyone in a talking circle, everyone is sharing. And with that, you get to practice and be validated and be heard by other women and be supported. And so then what I've found that then out there in the real world, because maybe my small circle of women friends, or where we are at Women of Wisdom, is sort of a safe ground, a container. Mm-hmm. Out there in the world may not feel so safe, but I've got that, I've kind of built in that courage, and that I've practiced, I survived it, I said it, I can do it again out there. And so that's why I think Women of Wisdom has stuck around for so many years, is that it is that supportive place for you to explore what your voice is.
Yes. And the other thing that is coming up for me too, Chris, which is so amazing, is like being able to do it for you, like speaking up for you, like speaking up on your behalf. You know, a lot of us speak up because we want to please other people, or we think that our opinion, they're going to like it, and we're going to find some connection there. But we have to do it for ourselves, you know? And I love what you said about having that safe space to be able to practice that, you know, to speak your truth in a non-judgmental, you know, place with that group of amazing women, and then being able to take that and apply that out into the world, you know? But yeah, I think there's something really beautiful and powerful about doing it for you, speaking your voice for you, because only you can do that, you know, only you can do that. So it's tough though.
But even being in a circle and hearing other women speak, and helps you realize, oh, I feel the same way. I can speak that, you know. It's having that experience that, well, sometimes we compare and we go, well, I can't speak like that woman did. I can't say things eloquently. Or I can't. We always compare, but just being validated and witnessing other women of the similar stories kind of goes, oh, I have that story too. You know, I feel that way. And so I could speak that. I can speak about that. And so, yeah, it's just good experience.
And yeah, I just think that's one of the things that has always been so powerful about Women of Wisdom, right? It's about the sharing. It is about the connection, reminding ourselves that we're not alone and we're reflections of one another, right? Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been with a group of women and somebody has spoken up and I've said the same thing, like, oh my gosh, I was thinking that. I'm not the only one. Oh, thank God, you know, I'm not the only one who was thinking that. And then it also I think the beautiful thing about Women of Wisdom is it gives each other permission. You know, it's like, if we're all reflections of one another and I see how powerful Chris is, or, you know, I can do that too. You know, I can do that too. It connects with the part of ourselves that says, I am that, I can do that too. So I think it's just so, so powerful.
Well, I was just thinking as you were talking, also, we need to hear different voices. We need to hear different opinions. You know, this can be a bit too safe to be in a group of like-minded people. And then how are we putting out there our soul purpose? How are we putting out there our voice to a world that maybe needs to hear our point of view in areas where there are different point of views? And that's where we need to be putting our voice out there, because we're preaching to the choir, you know, sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like there was so much of that last year at Women of Wisdom too, you know, different perspectives, people pick, like, speaking up on what their experiences have been. And that's so important, right? I think it's, yeah, absolutely important, because we all have our own little stamp in the world, you know, our own soul purpose, our own purpose for being here. And it's so important for us to share that and connect with that as well.
Well, and your workshop is going to be unique, because it's going to be using your voice in journaling, but I know they'll be sharing that people probably, it's because most workshops, everyone has breakout rooms where people probably share what they've written and be able to speak that. And journaling is a good way to get clear what it is that you want to say, because sometimes we don't speak up because we're not clear. It gets a little muddy, you know, like, well, how do I say that? I'm not really sure how I feel. I kind of know how I feel, but I'm, you know, and then writing just, it's just, you know, you just keep writing until, you know, then other ideas come up and you go, oh, okay, now I'm getting it. I'm getting clarity. Now I can speak. Because I think that's one of the issues of not really being clear what we want to say. But the other aspect of your workshop is the Wild Woman that you did last year. And it's there, you know, you have it in your description too about, it's just a theme in your work for women to get in touch with that wild woman. So why is that important?
Oh, I think it definitely connects back to the soul purpose. You know, I think that wild woman lives within all of us, you know, and when we connect to that playful, uninhibited, nurtured, rested, you know, just amazing, powerful woman, we're able to connect deeper with that soul purpose, right? I think the two really are threaded together. And so, yeah, it's definitely a theme in all of my work, all of my workshops, the things that I do. It's within all of us. Yeah. So I'm really excited to bring that aspect of the wild woman into this as well. Yeah.
And I would think that, you know, you're saying we all have this wild woman, but we all have our own expression of that wild woman. Like, I'm not you. I'm not going to be Ashley Wild Woman. So what is Chris Wild Woman like to do? You know, like, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to be a wild woman? And it might be a little daunting for some people to think about, you know, I don't know if I want to be wild. That sounds a little crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where the journaling comes in, like you said, Chris, where we get to, in our own safe, sacred space and pages of our journal, we get to explore those edges. You know, we get to explore, like, okay, what does wild look like for me? Like, if I was to dip my toe into that, you know, wild woman archetype, what would that look like? What would I do? You know, and you're able to explore that on the page. And, you know, that's one of the most powerful things about journaling, is that we get to bump up against those edges. We don't have to necessarily speak it out loud to a group, which might even be more intimidating and scary. We can write it in our journal. It doesn't mean we have to even take action in it, you know, but it's just bringing and shining a light to it, you know, and then the choice is ours after that. You know, do we take the action? Or we just let it live in the journal? There's, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. And so, yeah, I just love that about journaling. You know, it's just a sacred, safe space to express yourself and explore, you know, all those little, like I said, like those little edges.
And it's not about a perfect writing. Like you have to make it perfect. Like you know, some of us could sort of hold back. Like, I don't know how to say it. I'm not good with my English. I'm not a good writer. And that journaling isn't about that.
It's not about that at all. And that's actually one of the only rules I have, Chris, about journaling is that we're not allowed to censor ourselves and we're not allowed to be judgmental toward ourselves in our writing. We just, cause that's what gets us to our truth. When we let go of the judgment of it needing to look and be a certain way, and we let go of the perfectionism, and we let go of censoring ourselves, the truth comes. The truth comes, and it's so amazing. It's so beautiful.
Well, just a last question. I would love for you to share how your workshop fits in our theme, Sacred Pearls and Nourishing the Waters of the Feminine.
Oh my gosh. This is one of the things that I've loved about my own personal journal practice is I always find a pearl. I always find every single time I journal, I find a pearl of wisdom within myself that I maybe didn't know or never connected with before. And when we, like you said, when we write and we give ourselves that opportunity to just kind of get past the superficial stuff and dig in a little bit deeper, we have the wisdom. We have the answers within us. We don't need to look outside of ourselves for those answers. They are right here within us. And so that's what we're going to be doing in the workshop. We're going to be connecting with those little pearls of wisdom by connecting with our intuition, you know, following that, leading with that as our guidance. And you will find so many answers, so much guidance that you've been looking for. And it's all within us. So yeah, that's how it's going to connect back to the amazing theme.
Okay, great. So much glad to have you on the show. And we'll be seeing you in March. So everybody, you can go to Ashley's website is uniqueholistichappiness.com. Check out her workshop and all the other events at womanofwisdom.org. Just look for the 2022 conference. So I'll be back interviewing a lot more presenters. So I hope to see you again. Thank you.